This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Thank you, Edith. And welcome to ENN on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by
Ray Rowe.
Both. Brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package or the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling's a problem for you or someone you care about, please call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. I'd like to start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
He's 11 years younger than me, and I'd still kick his ass. A lot of Bronx came out there.
Yeah. It's the pronunciation of the A word for me.
Yeah.
Let's say good evening to Michael again.
Why, he hates my team. He hates my team.
And good evening to Don.
You don't like it. You know what? Stick your head up your butt. I went butt.
Very posterior-centric today.
And good evening to Don.
You want to have a pillow fight?
To Michael and Don.
I hear Peter talking to somebody. What's going on?
Again, the show just gets in the way sometimes.
Good evening to myself. Random repugnant diarrhea. And good evening to myself again.
I was smearing poop. Mm.
And lastly to myself.
Check his butt. Okay. Check his butt.
Say that to good Natalie.
That was to Natalie. Good evening, Rick.
You went after my hockey career, Donald.
And good evening to Rick.
Larry Merchant wouldn't look at you twice.
Hell of a day from Rick, by the way. No matter how you feel about him, you may hate his guts, as Don does right now, but he still brought it. No doubt he brought it.
I really would have to think seriously about, you know, making that trade for Rick. He's that good.
I think you should make it.
You know what? Yeah.
So you would be willing, Don, to go to 5 o'clock?
Oh, he likes
it. With Rothenberg.
I'd have no issue with that. I like I said, I would make it the last thing I did.
Interesting.
I just want to say this right now, Michael. Mm-hmm. This is never going to happen, right?
Right.
But Don loves to throw out that he'd be fine doing it, and he'd just make it the last thing he does.
Crushed. Yeah.
Because he's still operating like under the Don or GYs of like sports phone Don.
Right.
You staying up all day to start a show at 5 a.m., as God is my witness, by 3 a.m., you'd be dead. You'd be laying flat. You couldn't do it. You could not do it.
So you're saying you can do it, Peter, but not him.
No, first of all, if 5 is an insufferable time to start. So I wouldn't want to do 5. But what I'm saying is the way my show is, my first break's at 6:30. I can live a normal life. It's just they have their morning call, I think, at 4:30 every day. That's not normal life. I think, Don, his intentions would be great.
No,
he would do it, but then he'd melt. I think he'd absolutely melt.
I think you're wrong.
It's been a long time, Don, since you stayed up late and slept right till noon.
Oh, well, I'd have to sleep beyond noon to make it work.
Right. You'd have to sleep till 4 or 5.
Again, it would be great because I'd get off the air right at 8 o'clock.
Take the kids to school.
Take the kids to school.
Time for sleepy time, Bobos.
Have a nice breakfast with Nancy.
Squeeze in a couple of Quincy's.
About 9 o'clock, 9:30. Stumble into bed, right? So so wake up around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Have a really nice dinner, hang with the family.
What happens in the summer when you're losing pool time?
Watch. No, it stays up. It would be later, right? The sun stays out later. Mm-hmm. So,
but Don, as someone who has done mornings for a very long time, you're making it sound so much more normal to go to bed in the middle of the day than it actually is.
I love to swim.
Like
I'll be tired. I mean, I just put in a full day. I did a show. Go to bed at 9:30, wake up a nice 5 o'clock, have a great, nice dinner. Nancy makes great meatballs.
But it's mentally.
Watch all the games. If I got a Ranger game, I get up a little bit earlier, do the Ranger game. I come home. I sit there, and I can just watch, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the
Michael,
morning.
All this comes down to is that Don just wants to stay up late and watch movies. Right. That's what he thinks the whole thing would be.
And so squeeze in a couple of Quincy's.
I tell you, I'm a total morning person now. I go to bed like, I think last night I went to bed at 10:30.
Wow. And you're sad.
Game ended. I went right. And
things are happening at night.
I watched a little bit of the Ravens. You know, saw that they had it in control.
Are you watching?
Read a little bit of my Nick Kyprios book. Probably hit the bed about 11.
Kipper. What a full day, Peter.
I tell you, I put in the hours. I tell you,
and read the Kiprios book.
Right. So, but I, all I
nobody
can
else
think
in this world did that yesterday
is the amazing television, the absolute amazing television that I'm missing. So you're all wet on this. Let's do it. Well, what do you say? Let's do it.
You want to make the trade?
If you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it. I'll miss the heck out of you guys. But you know what? If you want Rick that bad.
You would despise Dave after about a month.
I think, you know what? He's pound for pound the best talk show host.
Yeah.
I'd make him better.
Wow. All right. You know, if you want to do this, bring it up to Ryan Hurley.
Let's see. All right. Let's talk.
Rick does a lot of coaching.
Well, listen. Kid. Earlier today on Don's future show, Zach Wilson was a guest. Are you surprised the Jets are 6-3?
It's tough to say. I think we're excited with where we are. At the same time, you know, I feel like because of the mindset that we've had as a team of just taking it one game at a time and just focusing on, you know, one play at a time, that it's kind of just taking care of itself. You know, now we're sitting here like, you know what? Wow, look at our record because of the mindset that we've had.
Here's Wilson on bouncing back from that tough Patriots loss.
Yeah, I think it's taken a learning mindset. It's kind of cheesy to approach that way, but like all the Kobe Bryant things of having the mindset of learning rather than being so focused on wins and losses. You know, if you take the mindset of, you know, this is part of the process, I'm here to learn every single week, no matter what, you know, the experiences, you know, I understand where I'm at in my career and how young I am and being in my second season. So you can't let something like that affect you. You just got to be able to say, okay, can I learn from these experiences and just move on.
Peter, I never asked you this. What did you think about what Gronkowski said about him?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, Gronkowski was out of control on Fox on Sunday. He said something like, if Zach Wilson would study his playbook more than just hang out outside parent-teacher meetings, like picking up, like, yeah.
Well, you know what? This is what they wanted with Gronk.
He's a clown. Let's see. He's a clown.
He does say clownish things. It's like that's what they want him to say. I can't believe nobody addressed it.
I mean, listen,
they don't take it seriously because he's not anyone to be taken seriously.
But it's on a major network, he said it. Just like said something inflammatory about a quarterback.
What's his gig on Fox?
The fact that we don't know. He does like a commentary for like during the pre and post game. During the pregame show.
They bring him in
outside New York.
So they bring – oh, outside New York. So they bring him in
outside the Fox headquarters in New York.
With who?
Himself. And then Menifee talks with him and the whole
gang. I got to tell you. Menifee's great. He's a true pro. I like Michael. I like Howie Long. I could take or leave Jimmy Johnson. Terry Bradshaw's a clown. I honestly don't understand how he's got a gig. He can't function. He can't function.
The craziest part, Don, about the Bradshaw gig is that they still have him reading highlights.
And you know what? They do that on CBS, too. I don't get why they do
it. I don't get it either.
I don't get it. These are guys, they're not highlight readers. They're analysts. What are you doing?
No, it's so true. They make Boomer do it, too. They're all sort of fumbling and trying to get through it.
Boomer's at least a professional. I mean, like Bill Cowher, like, why would you have Bill Cowher do it?
Right.
I mean, at least Boomer's on the radio. I don't know why they think that's better. And listen, Terry Bradshaw is a heck of a quarterback, okay? Seems like a nice guy. He's awful at what he does. I honestly, he's like comic relief. Why is he on? Like, how many people still relate to watching him that watched him play? He hasn't played in over 40 years.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. All right? They're giving him the Barkley treatment. Or the Madden treatment of, like, just stick around forever because you're an icon. But to your point, Don, he hasn't made enough of an impact as a broadcaster to get that treatment.
But I will tell you this, Peter, with Fox, check out the history of Fox. They don't fire people. They are so loyal to people that are loyal to them. Terry's been there from the beginning.
Tom Brenneman called. He said he'd like to check.
Well, I mean, that's a different story.
Listen, I appreciate their loyalty. And again, Terry seems like a really nice guy. I don't get the appeal. I don't. And you can talk about Barkley. At least Barkley played into the 2000s.
No, it's only 20 years with Barkley. With Bradshaw, it's forever.
I never was last year, 83, 84?
I never saw him throw a pass. And I'm 43 years old.
Well, Phil Simms played a long time ago. He's very
But Phil
relevant.
Simms is good.
I know. He's relevant.
Right. He's very
I'd have
good.
No problem with how long ago you played. I mean, at least, you know, Phil played till 93. Phil played 10 years after Terry did. But, like, it's like a joke. I mean, this is a guy that kids around about, like, taking painkillers and, like, being, like, on the air. and like being incoherent. It just thinks it's funny. I don't. I'm not saying we got to take our football seriously, but I don't get why you need 500 different people on the pre and the halftime.
It never ends.
That's another thing with Fox. Like the more the merrier. Get 400 people on there.
Let's go to the Giants for a moment. Xavier McKinney asked what happened with this ATV accident.
Got into a Can-Am accident. Kind of just basically just flipped over. Or not flipped over, but tilted over. Fell on my hand. So that's basically what happened.
And some more details here from McKinney.
Yeah, we're on a sightseeing tour. That's what I could tell you. It was nothing that was reckless. This was just simply being able to be out the country, seeing out the country, seeing what it looked like. And it was just an unfortunate event that happened. And, yeah.
Brian Daboll asked if he's disappointed in McKinney.
No, I'm just stick with what I said. Feel bad for him. Feel bad for us. You know, and I know he's disappointed, but can't do anything about that now. We get ready to play Houston.
How about this, guys? Michael's favorite NFL owner, Jerry Jones.
I love the man.
Says Odell.
Says Odell Beckham.
I'm giving you a reason. He's not awful. He's made the team so valuable you couldn't afford it.
I could have done exactly the same.
You could not have. The other owner didn't.
It's the damn star. It was built on the backs of the people that really worked to make it the way it is. The Gil Brandts, the Tex Strams, the Tom Landrys.
1-15.
Stop it. Stop yourself.
You stop.
He's an embarrassment, and the fact that he's in the Hall of Fame is criminal.
Hall of Fame.
It is criminal.
He prints money. He's a
visionary. Oh, see, that's all you go. That's all you go by because he prints money. Stop. He's awful at what he does.
No, he's not.
He's a miserable human being.
He's a very nice
man. And the fact
that
he's in the Hall of Fame is, at least admit this. I know you love smelling the money, all right? It's like a big wet cash fart that you love, okay?
Oh my God.
The point is that you have to admit, the fact that he's on a Hall of Fame is an absolute joke.
Okay, listen.
No, why is Robert Kraft in the Hall of Fame?
They wouldn't put Robert Kraft in the Hall of Fame either. But the guys, you know, as a ton of putting owners in is just stupid.
All right, so Jerry has three championships. He built
he'd have zero if it wasn't for Jimmy Johnson.
You couldn't even. I don't think Jeff.
And then
Bezos
he fired him just because
he
took the shine away from that egomaniac. Stop it.
Now
you embarrass yourself when you support him. You embarrass yourself.
He's a genius.
The story I was trying to tell was...
I don't even care about your story.
I know. I can tell that he said Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham Jr. would, quote, look pretty good with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jerry.
Who wouldn't want that? All right, now I got to break in, guys. I have a lot I have to do here, so everyone just shut your trappers for a second. Number one, we have to give away some tickets right now.
Whoa.
How about that? 888-987-ESPN. Caller number 7, that was the big number in the Daily Don. You want to be at our 20th anniversary on the, what's the date of that? November 18th.
That's right.
Yeah, sure. You're going to want to be... Caller number 7 right now, 888-987-ESPN, so you can be at the Palladium, hang out with an unleashed Christopher Mad Dog Russo, and of course, myself, Michael, and Don. It is all brought to you by the MohicanSunCasino.com app, the U.S. Army New York City Recruiting Battalion, Fordham University Athletics.
That's right.
Coors Light, keeping New York chill, and tell them more do. When it's time to celebrate, it's Tully time. Head over to KShow20.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brian Cashman speaking at the meetings. Here's the question. Have you spoken to Aaron Judge?
No comment.
Is that one of your couldn't say, wouldn't say?
No, that we're early, so just to say that. I'll use that a little later in the interview.
Do you want Judge back?
Optimally, if you could wave a magic wand, we would secure Aaron Judge and retain him and have him signed, and happy in the fold as soon as possible. As I said at my presser back in New York, that he's a free agent. He's earned the right to be a free agent. So he'll dictate the dance steps.
Okay. Very Brian Cashman-esque.
I would hope that
fart that you love.
I would hope that when he, when it was legal to talk to him, that they spoke, like if it was legal at midnight, they called him at 12:01. I would hope.
That's what I would hope as well. We'll obviously have more on that tomorrow when the K Show starts at 3 p.m. Also, guys, didn't mention this yesterday. Got to say rest in peace to Coy Gibbs, the co-owner of Joe Gibbs Racing and the son of Joe Gibbs. He passed away in his sleep at 49 years old. Joe Gibbs, wonderful man that he is, lost his other son, J.D. Gibbs, back in 2019, also at 49, after a battle with the disease. It doesn't make any sense. He's such a wonderful man. I don't understand why his family's been through this.
And Coy's son won the Xfinity Cup like
this weekend,
before his dad died.
Yeah.
That'll do it for ENN. Rest in peace. On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan Orlovsky coming on tomorrow. We'll be on at 3. A lot of stuff to do. See everybody. Enjoy the Rangers and the Islanders.